In the gospel reading tonight, our Lord tells us that not a single sparrow falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. God knows everything, and we must understand that in an absolute sense. God knows everything. Now we have to take it one step further, because not only does God know everything and knows it perfectly, but now we have to bring it down to our own self. Not only does God know you perfectly, God loves you perfectly. Now, to love someone, remember, is to do what is the best for them. If God loves you, that means he will do only what is the best. And if God is all-knowing, and he is, he knows what is the best for you. And if God is all-powerful, and indeed he is, that means he is going to arrange things in such a way that the very best thing that could possibly happen to you is going to happen. The problem is that when God does that, we don't agree. I could think of a whole lot of things that would be better than this or than that. Well, we look at the martyrs today and they might have thought the same thing. Well, I'm not sure if getting killed is the best thing. Of course it was for them. That's exactly what God did. They're in heaven. So what might appear on the natural level to not be so good, on a spiritual level is. And so when St. Paul talks in the first reading about the contest of faith that the early Christians had to endure, they were publicly made a spectacle of. Some of them had all of their goods taken away. Some were put in prison. Some were killed. And we look at that and say, how can that be for our good? If the government came and took all of our stuff, how can that be for our good? Maybe God is asking, do you really trust me? Am I more important to you than your goods? If we are humiliated, it's because he wants us to grow in humility. If we're put in prison, maybe he's asking us just to be able to let go. Put everything in his hands. We don't always understand the reason, and of course, for each one of us, it may be slightly different. Because our personalities are different, because our backgrounds are different, even if he does the same basic thing, it's going to have a different effect in each one of us. So maybe why he's doing one thing in you is different from why he's doing something similar to the person nearest you. We just need to trust him. So again, when we profess our faith in God, that he is indeed all-powerful, he is all-knowing, and he is all-loving, therefore, we need to take that to the next step and apply it practically. He knows exactly what I need. He will do what is the very best for me. And he has the power to arrange it to make sure that that's what's going to happen. So somehow, in a mysterious way, whatever it is that is going on in our lives, that is God's will at that moment. And somehow, that is what is best. We maybe can't see it at the time. Maybe sometimes it's even going to take years before we can look back and understand it. Doesn't matter. If we truly trust God and if we truly put into practice what it is that we profess about God, then those same principles apply. He knows me and he knows me perfectly. He loves me and he loves me perfectly, which means he wants only the best for me. And he has the power to bring about what is the very best.